reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome into the month of July. We have another big week of disc golf to talk about here, so thanks for joining us on PDGA Radio News. We'll have the summary of it all, including results and reaction from last weekend's National Tour event in Minnesota. And of course, the PDGA Amateur World Championships are taking place all week in Ohio. We'll recap what's going on there along with the rest of the past week's disc golf news, both good and bad. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski. This is PDGA Radio News for July 1st, 2010. And we'll begin this week's program with the latest stop on the PDGA's National Tour. They were in the Twin Cities for the 23rd annual Minnesota Majestic, brought to you by Summit Brewing and the Minnesota Frisbee Association. And there, after already being forced to plan B on their selection of courses, the weather didn't help them out either. It turned severe during the pros' first round on Friday, and it had tournament organizers frantically going through their limited options, trying to reschedule the remainder of the weekend in the best way possible, both for the pros and for the Ams. Tournament director Timmy Gill said, ultimately, it was the player safety overall that led to the pros continuing their first round Saturday with no second round and the final round and final nine Sunday as scheduled, but the Ams would still play all three rounds as scheduled.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate, but you know what? Mother Nature is the ultimate TD. Mother Nature is in charge of everything, and the only option that we could have done is to shorten one of the rounds. And we had a teleconference with the Professional Disc Golf Association and David Gentry, who was very gracious and did a great job, and Juliana Corver and myself, we just threw everything up there on the wall and said, you know what, this is the only option that we can do. And you know what, it turned out to be the best thing to do because everyone's safe, everyone's home. Dangerous lightning, tornadoes, all that fun stuff is not fun. Tournament Central up there at Blue Ribbon Pines is a little tin shed pole barn. And when there's tornadic activity, send everyone on their way and get them home safe to their families.
The rest of the weekend was weather-free, and Nate Dawes ended up holding a slim lead after the first round was finally completed Saturday. Did slip a little bit Sunday morning as Dave Feldberg and Kay LaVisca in his hometown propelled themselves toward the top of the leaderboard. Familiar spots for both of them at the Majestic, but unfortunately for Kale, his effort to win his hometown National Tour event fell just short again, as he's never quite able to gain the lead over Dave during the final nine, eventually losing by two.
Another great tournament. This is, I think, my sixth Majestic. Fifth year on the finals, and I thought I was really going to get this one. I want to thank you guys all for the support, the love out there. I can feel it. Everyone can feel it. I really appreciate it. Thought I had it. Congratulations to Dave. Played solid, great the whole time. Next year, I'm going to get one.
With the win and first place prize, Jack Feldberg says he was proud to hold off Kale to get the victory against the home team and thought, though, he was playing good enough to have won the tournament even if it went three rounds as scheduled.
I think if there was more golf, I probably still would have taken it. I was playing good this weekend, and I was looking forward to more golf. I was slightly disappointed that we lost the round. You know, usually the more holes you play, the better player comes out on top. So, but in the end, I've won the second 54-hole National Tour. There's only been two, and now I've won both. The Brent Hambrick was rained out last year or the year before, and it was only 54 holes, and I won that one. So it's kind of weird that I've won the only two 54-hole National Tours. It's fun playing the hometown kid. I feed off that crowd, you know, the one that's rooting for Kale, you know, Kale. That's their hometown boy. And, you know, I don't let it get me all upset like some of the other players in the past. I kind of enjoy it, and, you know, Kale's a good close friend of mine. And, you know, the Minnesotans, they clap for me too. You know, like, sure, they clap a little louder for Kale. Of course, that's their hometown boy. And if they didn't show the loyalty, then what would be sports fans? We're trying to create them. I want fans in disc golf, and he has some there, so of course they root for him. But to take it anything personal, I think is wrong. I think you should look at it as it's growing and it's making it better. And all it did was make me think, wow, can I beat the home team? And I was able to beat the home team, and it was a proud moment, instead of thinking of it as a rivalry.
Feldberg, the world's number one rated and ranked player, also said he was glad to get a bounce back from the late round slip-up he had at the Japan Open and get the win in Minnesota. He'll now head to Europe for several weeks before returning to the States before the Pro Worlds later this month.
I'm leaving for London in the morning. Teach some clinics out in London, England area, towards Beaminster. Then I'll hit the British Open, and I'll fly from Britain to Finland, teach all week at all their different clubs. And then I'll fly to Stockholm and play the Stockholm Open, and then I'll fly and do some teaching up in northern Sweden, and then play the major, the Scandinavian Open. And then I'll head back for the World Championships.
Getting back into the results from the Minnesota Majestic, though, we'll see where Devin Owens climbed up to claim third place after throwing the hot second round. Nate Doss finishes in fourth with Nico LaCastro in fifth. In the women's division, it was Valerie Jenkins claiming another Majestic title, this year by five throws, over the young up-and-comer Paige Pierce. Liz Lopez is third. Peter Shive takes Grandmasters, and Jay Redding comes out with a win in Masters over Terry Parsons and Rob Stasser. For the amateurs, Zeff Baer plays his first ever PDGA event and does nothing less than takes the win in advanced in a playoff over Niels Nordgren of Kansas. Mike Henry and Adam Faust tie for third place, just one throw back from the leaders. Katrina Allen wins in advanced women. Nick DeWert takes intermediate, and Mark Weiss wins advanced masters. Now on to some of the other results from the PDGA calendar covering last weekend, the dates of June 25th through the 27th. Those events include an eight-tier in Lake Tahoe, California, where they held the King of the Lake tournament, a long five-round affair which ended with a playoff victory for Greg Barsby, who defeated Jerry Eshelman to get the trophy. Carrie Berligar wins the women's division. Bruce Nisely edged out Patrick Brown to win in Masters. Doug Werner took Grandmasters. Joe Ackhaven wins in advanced. But actually, the best score overall for the amateurs comes from Stephen Day in the intermediate division. Moving on to the B-tiers, we'll be staying in California for the first one. It's their Evergreen Open. That finished with Steve Rico on top. Up in Oregon for the Pine Jam, we'll have Dion Arlen winning by 8, Teresa Bellinger winning for the women, and Jeff Cox in Masters there. In Arkansas, we'll find Chris Eads winning over Coda Hatfield in a playoff at the Alma Greens. Will Shusterick wins the Volunteer Classic in Knoxville. Miles Seaborn won in Texas over J.D. Ramirez at the Wild Hare. Brian Schwebiger wins a Spike Heiser event in North Carolina. Mike Raley wins in Michigan at the Hickory Hills Open. And James Conrad wins by 11 in Virginia at the Bayville Bash. Now the C-tiers will get Pat Woolley winning in Oklahoma, Ron Convers in Kansas, John Lorenzen wins a three-person playoff to get the win in Alaska. Steve Brinster grabs the win in Connecticut, Brad Schick in Ohio, Jimmy McDonald wins in Illinois. And for international results, we'll see Devin Frederick winning in British Columbia, Canada, Carlos Rio in Norway, and Carl Johan Nybo winning on the Danish Tour. We'll preview the upcoming PDGA tournament calendar along with this week's Amateur World Championships, all after this message from the PDGA.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Of course, the PDGA Amateur World Championships are taking place this week in Marion, Ohio, and the surrounding Mid-Ohio region, with preliminary rounds and field events starting as early as this past Sunday, the 27th of June. The final round is scheduled for Saturday, July 3rd, on the Ohio State University of Marion campus, with perhaps the main story this week being David Wiggins Jr. and his attempt to complete the amateur disc golf triple crown for this year. He's already claimed victory during the year's two other major amateur events, those being the U.S. Amateurs in Michigan and the Bowling Green Ams in Kentucky. He's so far on top of the leaderboard. Find out the complete leaderboards, results, schedules, and much more information right there from PDGA.com and the links from the homepage. They all feature live scoring, video updates, photos, and much, much more from a large group of staff and volunteers there in Mid-Ohio. You can also follow along with updates from Facebook, Twitter, and lots of other sites as hundreds of amateur disc golfers from all throughout the world are gathered there and competing for their chance at world titles and their own part of disc golf history. Elsewhere, the disc golf schedule for this upcoming weekend of July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is relatively light. Just about 15 sanctioned tournaments listed. However, they do include a pair of A-tiers, one in Lakewood, Washington for the annual Fort Steilacoom Classic, and the other across a vast ocean, a world far, far away in the United Kingdom for the 2010 British Open. Other international events will be in Japan, Norway, Finland, and Ontario, Canada for their Toronto Island Open. Other events listed as B-tiers can be found in Zebulon, North Carolina, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Ada, Ohio, and Waukegan, Illinois. C-tiers in Oklahoma, Tennessee, Minnesota, and a pair of them in South Carolina. And quickly looking ahead at the weekend of July 9th through the 11th, after you're back from your 4th of July vacations, you'll see the Brent Hambrick Memorial there in Ohio. It's the next stop on the PDGA National Tour, along with the associated A-tier for the amateurs. The Colorado State Championships also taking place that weekend. And if you happen to be in Europe, don't miss the Stockholm Open. It's in Stockholm, where pre-registered players appear to include Dave Feldberg and Cale Laviska, who will both be attempting to claim victory over Europe's top players, such as Jesper Lundmark, Carl Johan Nybo, Marcus Kallström, and the youngster Oscar Stenfeldt, many of whom will also be competing the following weekend at the Scandinavian Open in Skellefteå, Sweden, which all helps lead up to the PDGA Professional World Championships, those in Crown Point, Indiana, July 27th through the 31st.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio News. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski. Time now for your disc golf news. Disc golfers in Billings, Montana took a step towards victory this past week after the city council voted unanimously to reconsider an earlier vote that would ban disc golf in their Pioneer Park. After an hour of public testimony, the council voted 11-0 to reconsider the matter at its next meeting, July 26th. Now, this vote doesn't save disc golf in the park necessarily. It just means that the council will vote again on their long-term master plan for the park. On June 14th, the council approved a master plan for the park on a 9-2 vote, but had removed disc golf from that plan and delayed its implementation for 1 year. After receiving dozens of emails and phone calls, and after more than 5,000 people joined a Facebook page dedicated to saving disc golf in the park, some council members said they would move for reconsideration of the disc golf course issue. Almost all of the 100 or so people in the crowd last week stood in favor of keeping the sport in the park, and no one spoke against it. Before the meeting, supporters gathered across the street on the lawn of the county courthouse. They sold t-shirts and set up disc golf baskets for practice, and then marched across the street to City Hall as the meeting got underway. Meanwhile, a new disc golf course will be making its official debut this Saturday, the 3rd of July, in Lakeport, California, thanks to Nate Seacrest, a senior at Clear Lake High School, who designed and installed the course as his senior project earlier this year. Seacrest said the course is designed for beginners primarily and is for Lakeport's middle and high school's physical education classes, but it's also available for the general community when school is not in session. He has invited everyone in the community to come to the course's grand opening ceremony this Saturday, again July 3rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. in Lakeport, California. Now for some disappointing news from the world of disc golf, as a couple of popular disc golf retailers around the country have found themselves robbed this past weekend. So be on the lookout for the Dynamic Discs trailer and its contents. They were stolen out of Emporia, Kansas this past Saturday night. The trailer was packed with more than $30,000 in merchandise and other gear loaded and ready for the Amateur World Championships in Ohio. Over 2,100 discs were taken, along with more than 400 non-collared Dynamic Disc dry fits, hundreds of other Dynamic Disc branded shirts, and 62 plastic bins that all those discs travel in. Also a chain star basket, 6-foot plastic tables, and all the other Dynamic Disc tournament gear, so be on the lookout for those. The trailer has, or had at least, a large Dynamic Discs double D logo on the side door, and the thief or thieves may be trying to unload the merchandise on eBay, Craigslist, or at a local park. If you see or know of someone who suddenly has a surplus of Dynamic Discs gear, you're asked to please contact your local police or Jeremy Rusko and the staff of Dynamic Discs. Rewards for information leading to the arrest or recovery of the merchandise have been offered. Also, the mobile pro shop operated by Fairway Flyers in St. Paul's Kapoja Disc Golf Course was apparently broken in this past Sunday morning, just hours before the amateurs were to play the course as part of the Minnesota Majestic. Fairway Flyers owner Mike Snelson reported more than $1,000 worth of discs taken, along with bag straps and several other items. He is also offering a reward for information leading to the solving of this crime, which affected the small mobile pro shop that was installed just a month prior as part of the course's transition into a pay-to-play course. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio News for July 1st, 2010. Make sure to join us next week for a summary of this week's Amateur World Championships. Also, more from our conversation with Dave Feldberg and much, much more. Also, don't forget to sign up for the official PDGA Radio podcast. It's now available again from iTunes after about a 2-year hiatus. The link available from pdgaradio.com and this week's show page. Each new edition of PDGA Radio will be there, as well as many other disc golf related segments, both audio and video formats. So until we meet again somewhere in the internet world, this has been an exclusive production of PDGA Radio News. I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the safest of travels throughout your disc golf adventures. And remember, practice makes perfect. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio.
Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.